Welcome back again to our Through the Bible devotional. And today we are going to see the first marriage. And it is very sad to see that there is sexual experimentation before marriage, where today men and women are living together instead of getting married. And this is totally against the Word of God. This is sexual immorality. This is against God's authority. And if they will not repent of their sins, their place is the lake of fire. Divorce is at a very high rate. Divorce is not a commandment, but it's an option only in the case of adultery. The world and the media, they are highlighting sex. Many think that sex is the key. Oh, my brothers and sisters, the key is the Lord Jesus Christ, not sex. Sex is important between a husband and wife, but the key is the Lord Jesus Christ. Today, marriages, they begin in paradise, and many ends up in a battle courts. Marriage is a holy covenant in the presence of God. In sickness and in health, for riches or poor, we all say that we promise my love to you. You know, husband and wife, they promise their love to each other. So there is a promise in the covenant to love, to honor, to cherish, to protect, forsaking all others and holding each other in unity. But how soon this promise is broken. Today we hear, well, when the feeling is over, the love is over. Feeling is finished, my love is over. There's nothing like that in a marriage. We need to renew our marriage covenant. If the crown is fallen from our head because we have sinned, let us seek the Lord with deep humiliation of our soul. If the joy of our heart has stopped, if our rejoicing of the Lord has turned into mourning, let us return to Him whom we have sinned, and let us renew our marriage covenant. My brethren, if He remembers us, let us remember Him and pray, renew a right spirit within me. Today, we are going to see the first marriage. After God created the heavens and the earth, then the animals He created, you know, He created the animals, He created man out of the dust. But God said, it is not good that a man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. Adam named all the animals, but there was no animal that was suitable for him. And God caused Adam to a deep sleep. And this is the first surgery where God performed. What was the reaction of Adam when he saw the woman? And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Here we see the first surgery. The Creator God is the surgeon. In this surgery, there was nothing wrong with Adam that he has to do. God has to perform a surgery. He had no sickness. He was perfect. And he was perfect and no sin. But there was something missing. This surgery produced a spectacular miracle. Out of Adam, a woman was created. God caused Adam to a deep sleep. Without any pain to Adam, God took a rib out of Adam and created a woman. The woman was made of a rib out of the side of Adam, not made out of his head to rule over him, nor out of his feet to be trampled upon by him, but out of his side to be equal with him, under his arm to be protected, and near to his heart to be beloved. Adam lost a rib without even a scar. When Adam saw the woman, he was excited, as he said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This really signifies the intimate relationship well, husband and wife should have. If Adam thought of divorce, he would never have said, "She is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." It was because she was to be his helpmeet, and they were to be joined together in union, in utmost intimate communion. My friend, divorce is not a commandment, but it's an option only in the case of adultery. You know, it says, "Therefore shall man leave his father and mother, and they shall become one." The word cleave there means like glued together. It is important for the husband and wife to be together as one family. Leaving the mother and the father, it's important that you will be making your own decisions now. You are together now. The husband becomes the head of the house and the wife becomes his helpmate. And marriage is between man and woman and not between man and man or woman and woman. And how we see today, we have fallen into deep sin as there is homosexuality and gay marriage, and all these things are coming together against God's authority, against God, showing their face against God and saying, I am the God in this world, and how humanism has crept into this world. No human race could not exist without a woman. Out of her will come children and grandchildren and societies. In a true marriage, the husband and wife become one. There are joys and cares and hopes and labors, and they go together. There are sorrows and pleasures, and they rise and blend together in one stream. So, my brothers and sisters, the Lord our God, He said, the secret of the Lord is with them that fear Him. Adam was first formed, then Eve. She was made out of man, for the man. So the wife should honor and respect her husband. Man was the last of God's creation and the best of all the creation. Now Eve, the woman, was created out of Adam, and sex is distinguished and it is honorable between husband and wife. The woman is a crown to her husband as she becomes a crown of the visible creation of man. The wife must respect the husband, and the husband must love the wife as Christ loved the church. So, as Hebrews 13:4 says, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed undefiled. But warmongers and adulterers, God will judge. God instituted marriage in the Garden of Eden. Marriage is a creation, and it's an ordinance given by God, and it's been practiced by all mankind. So what God put together, let no man separate, because it is ordained by God. Now when Adam looked at Eve, he did not regard her as a stranger or some creature of a different type, but he said, "She's bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh." He meant that she is of the same, that she can participate in the same nature as mine. He recognized her as being the same order as himself. Jesus, who being the very form of God, thought it was not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. He became like us. Jesus is the key to marriage. So, brethren, let Jesus be the center of your marriage, your home.